The Crown of Aldovia, written by Mimi Scher, narrated by Erica Hazelton. Chapter 1, An Unexpected Journey. The train whistle pierced the crisp morning air as it pulled into the station at Streslau, the capital of Aldovia. Among the passengers disembarking was a tall, striking young man with auburn hair and piercing green eyes. His name was Alexander Hawthorne, and he was about to embark on an adventure that would change his life forever. Alexander had come to Aldovia on a whim, inspired by stories of the small kingdom's beauty and rich history. As an aspiring writer from London, he hoped to find inspiration in this picturesque corner of Europe. Little did he know that fate had other plans for him. As he made his way through the bustling station, Alexander couldn't help but notice the excitement in the air. Posters adorned every wall, proclaiming the upcoming coronation of King Leopold IV. The young king was to be crowned in just 3 days, and the entire country was abuzz with anticipation. Alexander hailed a cab and gave the driver the address of a modest hotel. As they wound their way through the narrow streets of Streslau, he marveled at the blend of medieval architecture and modern amenities. The city seemed frozen in time, yet vibrant and alive. Upon reaching his hotel, Alexander was greeted by a jovial innkeeper named Hans. "Welcome to Aldovia, Mr. Hawthorne," Hans exclaimed, his round face beaming. "You've picked an exciting time to visit. The whole country is celebrating." Alexander smiled, caught up in the infectious enthusiasm. "It certainly seems that way. I look forward to exploring the city and experiencing the coronation festivities." Hans leaned in conspiratorially. "If you want to see the best of Streslau, you must visit the old quarter tonight. There's to be a grand celebration in honor of the king. Music, dancing, food, and drink. It's not to be missed." Intrigued, Alexander agreed to take the innkeeper's advice. After freshening up in his room, he set out to explore the city. The streets were alive with activity as locals and tourists alike prepared for the evening's festivities. Vendors hawked their wares, street performers entertained crowds, and the tantalizing aroma of traditional Aldovian cuisine filled the air. As twilight fell, Alexander made his way to the old quarter. The narrow cobblestone streets were illuminated by strings of lanterns, casting a warm glow over the revelers. Music drifted from every corner, a mix of traditional folk tunes and more modern melodies. Alexander found himself swept up in the joyous atmosphere. He sampled local delicacies, sipped sweet Aldovian wine, and even joined in a traditional dance, much to the delight of the locals. As the night wore on, he found himself drawn to a lively tavern called the Golden Lion. Inside, the tavern was packed with merrymakers. Alexander managed to find a spot at the bar and ordered a pint of the local brew. As he sipped his drink, he couldn't help but overhear a heated conversation between two men seated nearby. "I'm telling you, something's not right," the first man said, his voice low and urgent. "The king has been acting strangely ever since he returned from that hunting trip last month." The second man scoffed. "You've had too much to drink, Victor. What are you suggesting?" Victor leaned in closer. "I work at the palace, remember? I've seen things. The king is different. He doesn't remember people he's known for years. He's changed policies he once supported, and there are whispers about Prince Nikolai." Alexander's interest was piqued. He tried to lean in to hear more, but at that moment a group of boisterous revelers entered the tavern, drowning out the conversation. By the time the noise died down, Victor and his companion had moved on. Intrigued by what he had overheard, Alexander finished his drink and decided to head back to his hotel. The streets were still busy, but the celebration was beginning to wind down. As he walked, his mind raced with questions. What had Victor meant about the king acting
Sample complete. Ready to continue?